بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had concluded the discussion pertaining to the Bani Israel and their various misdemeanors, transgressions, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had rebuked them and would send punishment upon them. And each time Allah would punish them, then they would make a promise, a pledge, that we would not disobey you, we will abide by your commands. And the cycle continued to repeat itself. Whenever Allah then removed or took away the adverse conditions, then again they would transgress, they would disobey, they would go against the Nabi of the time. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completely distanced them from His mercy. So this was the very lengthy discussion pertaining to the Bani Israel. Now moving ahead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the famous pledge or pact, which is known as the Pledge of Alast, which we have heard about before, which had taken place prior to creating mankind, prior to creating insan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had extracted the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from his loins, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, right up until the last human being. Allah had extracted all of them. And the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah, Allah had then scattered them like ants in front of him. And Allah had then asked or posed the question that, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Creator? Am I not the one who is sustaining you? And each person then replied, Bala, that yes, indeed, you are our Rabb. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then returned them into the loins of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. This particular pledge had taken place perhaps thousands of years before our creation. There is difference of opinion exactly where did it take place. According to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, this took place on the plains of Arafah. And according to other Mufassirin, they say this took place in the heavens. But nevertheless, this pledge had taken place, which Allah speaks about in this verse. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ That remember the time when your Rabb extracted, took out from Bani Adam, from the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from their loins, Allah extracted and brought forth their progenies. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ And He made them give testimony against themselves. How? What did Allah say to them? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Creator? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا And they all responded that yes, indeed, we have given testimony, we bear witness that you are our Rabb. So this pledge took place, Allah mentions what was the reason. أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ The reason Allah caused this to happen was so that you do not say on the day of Qiyamah that indeed we were unaware that you are our Rabb. So this was some type of guarantee, so that on the day of Qiyamah, no person can now object to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I did not have knowledge that you are my Rabb. I didn't know that I should worship you. This pledge was already taken and every person should have had this knowledge. أَوْ تَقُولُ Or Allah says, you might come and make this claim on the day of Qiyamah, that إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ That our forefathers had ascribed partners to Allah before. Our forefathers were polytheists, were idol worshippers. وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِّن بَعْدِهِمْ And we were their progeny, we came after them. So this is why we engaged in idol worship. Again, a person will try to claim that ignorance, I was unaware, I did not have knowledge that I should worship one Allah. So, أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ And they will then try to pose this question to Allah on the day of Qiyamah, that, oh Allah, are you going to destroy us because of what our forefathers had done? Because of their actions, where they nullified your oneness, we just followed in their footsteps, therefore we should not be held responsible. So Allah says, we caused this pledge to take place, or we made you take this pledge, in order to avoid this happening on the day of Qiyamah. No person can feign ignorance, or that he was unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question that generally every person has, with regard to this pledge, this promise, is that of course none of us can remember this. Now that we are in this world and our lives have started, we cannot recall or remember this pledge that had taken place. So how is there any benefit in it? Allah is saying that the reason for this taking place is so that we cannot feign ignorance, claim that we were unaware. Yet we know that we cannot remember this. So where is the benefit in it? So ulama have mentioned that this pledge taking place, the benefit is that this was the seed of iman being planted in the heart of each and every person. Whether we can recall the exact incident or not, but when we responded and said, bala, that yes, indeed you are our Rabb, then this is the seed of iman that was being planted, and this now creates a natural inclination within the heart of each and every person to gravitate towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, in general, if a person, a child is born, and he is left without any external or outside influence, then he will gravitate towards believing in the existence of Allah, or at least in the existence of one God. He may not know the name Allah, he may not have heard of Islam, he may not have heard of the Quran, of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but his heart and his mind will automatically take him towards believing in the existence of one God, one Creator. This is regarded as the natural disposition of man. Based on this pledge, this promise. That is why the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ma min mawludin yuladu, there is no child, ma min mawludin illa yuladu ala al-fitra. There is no child that is born, except that the child is born with a natural inclination to accept the existence of Allah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is then the parents of that child that turn him into Yahudiyat, Nasraniyat, Majusiyat, idol worship, etc. But if that child had to be born and left without any influence, and without his parents guiding him or misguiding him, then he would gravitate towards believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the fa'idah, the benefit of this particular pledge, even though we do not recall it, but that seed of iman, of tawheed, was planted in the heart of each and every person. Allah then says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. In this manner, we explain our signs in detail. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And having hope that perhaps they may return to us. So Allah reminds us of this particular pledge, and the words of Quran are true, whether we can recall it or not, but definitely this incident had taken place, where every single person from Adam alayhi salam till the last human was, this question was posed to them, and every single person responded in the affirmative, and at that stage acknowledged the oneness and the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.